It's genuinely exciting news for the digital asset space in Britain. The UK Parliament has just launched a formal inquiry into how major British banks are treating cryptocurrency businesses, directly tackling a massive bottleneck that's been standing in the way of the UK's ambition to become a global hub for digital assets.
Absolutely. And it's not just a surface-level look. Lawmakers are demanding that bank CEOs roll up their sleeves and disclose detailed internal policies. They want to know exactly how many crypto-related accounts were closed or refused over the past year, what specific risk assessment criteria are being used, any board-level decisions that limit crypto exposure, and the formal appeal processes for denied services.
I love that they're digging this deep. This unprecedented scrutiny is really about getting to the heart of the matter. Are banks denying services based on legitimate, evidence-based risk, or are they just operating on blanket fears of the asset class?
That's exactly right, and the timing couldn't be more strategically critical. Right now, the UK government is actively drafting a comprehensive crypto regulatory framework that's expected to take full effect in 2027.
Which makes the current situation feel so contradictory, doesn't it? On one hand, regulators are building this incredibly progressive legal environment. But on the other, many traditional banks are quietly terminating accounts for crypto exchanges, payment processors, and even individual investors.
It's a stark disconnect. Banks typically justify these closures by citing regulatory uncertainty or reputational risk. But industry critics are pushing back hard, arguing that these actions essentially amount to a de facto ban on the industry.
And that's the real tragedy here. Without reliable access to basic banking infrastructure, those 2027 regulations will just be words on a page. They'll lack any real-world utility, no matter how well-crafted they are.
Precisely. The economic and consumer protection implications extend far beyond just the crypto sector. If British banks continue to restrict these digital asset services, the UK risks losing out on blockchain talent, venture capital, and significant market share to competing financial centers like Singapore, Switzerland, and the United States.
Not to mention the safety angle. When you push crypto users away from regulated domestic banks, you're inadvertently driving them toward unregulated offshore platforms. That dramatically increases fraud risk and completely eliminates consumer oversight.
You're highlighting a crucial point. A transparent banking relationship actually serves as a financial safety net. It provides necessary compliance checks, clear audit trails, and real accountability. Restrictive banking policies end up creating the very instability they claim they're trying to prevent.
It's refreshing to see the government finally take this step. This parliamentary inquiry marks a decisive shift from just hearing anecdotal complaints to actually implementing data-driven policy.
Exactly. By forcing banks to produce hard metrics and lay out their internal decision-making frameworks, lawmakers can identify systemic biases and craft much fairer regulations. The findings from this inquiry will directly shape how the 2027 regulatory regime is implemented.
And if the inquiry reveals that banks are enforcing arbitrary or fear-driven policies that don't actually comply with the law, it's going to likely trigger swift legislative action to guarantee fair banking access for legally operating crypto firms.
Ultimately, this inquiry sends a very clear message. The UK recognizes that technological innovation simply cannot thrive without the operational support of the traditional financial system.
For the crypto industry, it's a breath of fresh air. It offers a clear, hopeful pathway toward institutional integration and real regulatory certainty.
And for the banks, it underscores the absolute necessity of transparency, consistent risk assessment, and accountability moving forward.
So the outcome here is huge. It won't just determine the future of digital assets in Britain. It's set to establish a global precedent for how traditional finance and emerging technologies can actually coexist under a mature, functional regulatory framework.
Couldn't have said it better. It's going to be a pivotal moment for the entire financial landscape.